The new law aims to help Washington reach goals on reducing greenhouse gas emissions that it passed 5 years ago. The aim is to get emissions levels down to where they were in 1990 over the next 7 years. An independent consultant will study efforts in other states and Canada to see what kinds of investments would make the most sense here. The new cap and trade system in California, for example, or the carbon tax in British Columbia. Brendan Chakovich with Washington Conservation Voters says this is a first step in the governor's plan to strengthen the economy and address climate change at the same time.
And what really excites us about this, and I know the governor feels the same way, that we're able to pass these bills in a bipartisan fashion through the legislature, which is divided politically.
But in order to get it through, they had to strip the law of language linking climate change to greenhouse gas emissions and environmental problems, including sea level rise or frequent storms. Senator Doug Erickson, the Republican chair of the Senate Environment Committee, says he voted for the bill only after those adjustments were made.
I believe that we can be working for a clean environment without having to go down the path of blaming it all on global warming.
To underscore his point, he's invited retired Bellingham professor Don Easterbrook to testify before the Senate Environment Committee. Erickson says it's a counterpoint to Governor Inslee's testimony, which connected climate change and environmental problems. The controversy is getting national attention. The presentation will be taped by a documentary film crew from Showtime, which is following Washington's climate change debate. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.